KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In Money Monster, George Clooney plays a TV personality named Lee Gates. He's a media manic version of Jim Cramer, the host of CNBC's Mad Money. Jack O'Connell is Kyle Budwell, a seemingly crazed package delivery driver who invades Lee's set and holds him hostage on live TV. The film poses questions about business, finance, and entertainment disguised as financial journalism, plus an intriguing question about drama. Why does the most interesting character on screen turn out to be Lee's producer, Patty Fenn, who's played by Julia Roberts? Well, it's because both men are flamboyant but transparent contrivances in a polemic disguised as a thriller, while Patty is the real dramatic deal. She's a smart, resourceful woman trying her desperate best to prevent an explosive situation from exploding. That's not to say George Clooney doesn't do what he can for the production, which was directed not very subtly by Jodie Foster. He makes Lee a vain but amusing blowhard in constant need of Patty's grounding. For her part, she treats him like a clever circus animal. At one point, she snaps her fingers to get his attention and says, "Follow the noise." But Clooney's prancing, dancing, and clowning for the TV camera feel tame and vaguely self-conscious when you compare them, and you can't avoid comparing them, to the calculated craziness of Jim Cramer, who usually manages to seem simultaneously shrewd and borderline unhinged. Lee's shenanigans come to a sudden halt when the gun-waving Kyle shows up as a sort of Capra-esque little guy who wants to know why he lost his savings. He lost his mother's life savings, actually, after a company whose stock Lee had been touting went bust to the tune of $800 million. That's not the only thing the delivery guy is after. He wants an apology from Lee, and he wants someone to explain how all of that money was lost by a supposed computer glitch. Answers are forthcoming, and with them Lee's shot at redemption, even though we have no special interest in seeing Lee redeem himself. But the answers aren't particularly interesting, and the clumsy script mixes Kyle's denunciations of corporate greed and corrupt practices with scenes of emergency response and media madness that ring familiar and mostly false. Money Monster is soft at the center and rough around the edges, what with a foolishly lewd production assistant, a smug hostage negotiator, clueless cops who come up with a really dumb plan, and bad New York accents that afflict several people in the cast, starting with Jack O'Connell. The movie was shot by a fine cinematographer, Matthew Libatique, but its ordinary look suggests time constraints on a limited budget. Through it all, though, Julia Roberts' producer holds our attention, not by snapping her fingers, but by keeping her cool and her sense of irony. She's the grown-up in the control room. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week. More reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.